بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, creator and sustainer of all things. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف خلق الله أجمعين. May Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of the entire creation, نبينا محمد, our Prophet Muhammad, وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين, and likewise all of his family and companions. أما بعد, as for what follows, then by the grace and permission of Allah تبارك وتعالى alone, we gather together on this late Saturday afternoon, the 21st day of the month of Shawwal, the 10th month of the year, 1438, with our respected brothers in Islam in the state of Florida, through the coordination of our brothers at the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida, وَفَقَهُمْ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. We come together, as our routine is to come together on Saturdays, here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal with our brothers via Telelink, in order to continue our study in the book Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, the three fundamental principles. And we are, at this time, nearing the end of the book, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And we want to pick up where we left off in our last session, and that was that we were on page 149 of the explanation of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, penned by the great scholar, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala. We last read from the text of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, وَمَنْ كَذَبَ بِالْبَعْثِ كَفَرْ, and whoever denies resurrection, that he's a disbeliever. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنْ لَنْ يُبْعَثُوا, the disbelievers have falsely assumed that they shall not be resurrected. قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ, say, O Muhammad, certainly I swear by my Lord you shall absolutely be resurrected. ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ, and then you shall be certainly informed of what you did. وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ, and that is upon Allah something easy. And that is from Surah At-Taghabun, the 7th verse. That's where we ended last time with its explanation. Today we pick up in the metin, in the text of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, on page 148 with the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He said, وَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ الرُّسُلِ. My printing says جميعُ. It should be جميعَ. وَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ الرُّسُلِ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. And Allah sent the entire body of messengers as bringers of glad tidings and as warners. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the evidence for that is the statement of Allah the Most High. رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. Messengers made as bringers of glad tidings and warners. لِأَنْ لَا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. In order for there not to be against Allah with the people any proof after the sending of the messengers. And that verse is from Surah An-Nisa, the 165th verse. In explanation of this verse and this statement in the text, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen stated, بيّن المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى, the author clarified, and may Allah the Most High have mercy on him, أن الله أرسل جميع الرسل مبشرين ومنذرين, that he, Allah, sent the entire body of messengers as bringers of glad tidings and warners, كما قال تعالى, as Allah the Most High has said, رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين, messengers, bringers of glad tidings and warners. يُبَشِّرُونَ مَنْ أَطَاعَهُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ, they give glad tidings to those who obey them of paradise. وَيُنذِرُونَ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ بِالنَّارِ, and they warn those who oppose them with the punishment of the fire. وَإِرْسَالُ الرُّسُلِ لَهُ حِكَمٌ عَظِيمَةٌ, and the sending of the messengers has within it a number of great points of wisdom. مِنْ أَهَمِّهَا بَلْ هُوَ أَهَمُّهَا, from the most important of them, or rather, this is the most important of them, أن تقوم الحجة على الناس, so that the proof is established upon the people, حتى لا يكون لهم على الله حجة بعد إرسال الرسل, so that there does not remain any proof against Allah after the sending of the messengers. كما قال تعالى, just as Allah the Most High has stated, لأن لا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. In order for there not to remain any proof against Allah after the messengers. Again, that's from Surah An-Nisa. ومنها, and from the points of wisdom that are behind the sending of messengers, أنه من تمام نعمة الله على عباده. That it's from the complete nature of the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon His servants. فإن العقل البشرية, that's because human intellect, مهما كان, no matter how great it is, لا يمكنه أن يدرك تفاصيل ما يجب لله تعالى من الحقوق الخاصة به. It is not possible for it to just on its own grasp all of the details of what is due to Allah the Most High of specific obligations. ولا يمكنه أن يطلع على ما لله تعالى من الصفات الكاملة. And it's not possible for human intellect alone to come across or to arrive at knowledge of all of the attributes of Allah, the perfect and complete attributes of Allah the Most High. ولا يمكنه أن يطلع على ما له من الأسماء الحسنى. And it's not possible for mankind with his intellect alone to arrive at all of the beautiful names of Allah. And just before going on, the author intends here. It is possible for a person to look at the creation and say, the Creator is intelligent. The Creator is powerful. The Creator is wise. When looking at the details of the structure of the creation, the intricacies of what is within the creation, these conclusions may be made, and they are attributes of Allah, and they are true. That Allah Ta'ala must be all-knowing. He must be masterful. He must be powerful. He must not have anyone who limits him or stops him from what he does. He must be all-powerful, all-knowledgeable, all-wise. And so these kinds of attributes can be deduced from the creation. But can you deduce about Allah looking at the creation that he has a foot and that he has a hand, two hands, and both of his hands are right hands? Can you deduce about Allah Ta'ala that he has ascended above his throne from looking at the creation? Can you deduce about Allah Ta'ala that he descends to the lowest heaven in the last third of every night? Can you deduce from the creation that Allah spoke to Musa on the top of Mount Sinai? Can you deduce from the creation, you know, these specific things about what Allah Ta'ala has done and what his attributes are? No. So the author means here that all of the attributes of Allah that we know of through revelation cannot be attained simply by reflection and thinking about the creation. While there are a few that can. You can see the mercy in the creation. From the instinctual mercy of a mother to her child, no matter what species you're looking at. And you must say the creator of all of these animals and all of this nature must be merciful. You can deduce these kinds of attributes. But you can't go beyond that into specifics. You can just deduce general attributes of perfection. You could not possibly deduce the specific detailed ones that we know about through revelation. And that's what the author intended there. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. وَلِهَذَا أَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And thus Allah has sent the messengers. عَلَيْهِمْ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. May Allah raise their ranks and grant them peace. مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. He sent them as bringers of glad tidings and warners. وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. And he sent down upon them revelation in truth. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِيمَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. In order for each and every one of them, or you could say here, لِيُحْكَمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِيمَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. In order for judgments to be made regarding what the people differ about. وَأَعْظَمُ مَا دَعَى إِلَيْهِ الرُّسُلُ مِنْ أَوَّلِهِمْ نُوحٍ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ إِلَى آخِرِهِمْ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the greatest of all matters that the messengers ever called to, from the very first of them, Noah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, to the very last of them, Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, At-Tawheed. It was the right of Allah to be worshipped alone. كما قال تعالى, just as Allah the Most High has said, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. And we have sent to every ummah, to every group of people, to every nation, a messenger, saying, أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, that you must worship Allah alone, وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, and you must abstain from worshiping the taghut, the false idols, those worship besides Allah, the taghut. And more definition or more specific details regarding the meaning of taghut will come in this lesson and the one following it, insha'Allah ta'ala. That verse is from Surah An-Nahl, the 36th verse. وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ And Allah, the Majestic and Mighty, has said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبَلِكَ مِن رَسُولٍ And we sent no messenger before you, meaning O Muhammad, إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ Except that we sent revelation to him that none shall be worshipped other than me, so worship me. That's from Surah Al-Anbiya, the 25th verse. Both verses show that this was the summarized message of every prophet and messenger. That this was the message, that you must shun false deities and you must worship Allah. The 25th verse of Surah Al-Anbiya. Then the author states in the text, and we're at the top of page 149, وَأَوَّلُهُمْ نُوحٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ And the first of those messengers was Noah, Allah's peace be upon him, وَآخِرُهُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ And the last of them was Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. The first of the messengers was Noah, the last of them was Muhammad, وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ أَوَّلَهُمْ نُوحٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ And the evidence that Noah was the first one of them, peace be upon him, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى is the statement of Allah, and this is to respond to anyone who would say, what about Adam? Wasn't Adam the first messenger? Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ Verily, we have sent revelation to you, O Muhammad, just as we have sent revelation to Noah and the prophets after him. So the revelation was sent to Noah and the prophets after him. Yeah, that's from Surah An-Nisa, the 163rd verse. And more evidence is coming for that in the explanation of our Shaykh. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, بَيَّنَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ عَبْدِ الْوَهَّابِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ The author, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, may Allah have mercy on him, clarified, أَنَّ أَوَّلَ الرَّسُلِ نُوحٌ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ That the first of the messengers was Noah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. وَاسْتَدَلَّ لِذَلِكَ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى And he used as a proof for that the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ Verily we sent revelation to you, O Muhammad, just as we have sent revelation to Noah and the prophets after him. From Surah An-Nisa, the 163rd verse again, وَثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحِ And it has been authentically established in the Sahih collection, that means Bukhari and Muslim in this case, مِنْ حَدِيثِ الشَّفَاعَةِ From the longer hadith of intercession, meaning on the Day of Judgment, the great intercession, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna an-nasa ya'tuna ila Nuhin," that the people will all come to Noah. Fayaquluna lahu, and they'll say to him, "Anta awwalu rasulin arsalahu Allah ila ahli al-ard." You are the first messenger that Allah has sent to the people of earth. Fala rasula qabla Nuhin. And so this shows that there is no rasul, no messenger before Noah. Wa bihadha na'lamu خطأ المؤرخين الذين قالوا And through this we know the mistake of the historians who say إن إدريس عليه الصلاة والسلام that verily Idris, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace قبل نوح that he was a messenger before Noah بل الذي يظهر أن إدريس من أنبياء بني إسرائيل What is more correctly obvious is that Idris was from the prophets of Bani Israel, the children of Israel, meaning later, after, not before Nuh. And just to clarify something as well, the Shaykh here didn't mention the issue of why is Adam not considered the first messenger. Aside from the textual evidence provided, it's clear that the people address Nuh, Noah, on the Day of Judgment as the first messenger. That requires us to understand the difference between two words, that is, a messenger, a rasul, and the other word, prophet, which is in Arabic, nebi. The nebi is anyone whom Allah Ta'ala has given revelation to. Wahi, revelation of legislation. Not revelation like instinctual guidance or ilham, or, you know, some kind of internal guidance, but revelation that has legislation in it, orders and prohibitions, yeah? That is for the prophets. Then, if that prophet is then commanded to convey that and warn his people, then that prophet is also called a messenger, right? Now, you say Adam, could he have been a messenger because Allah spoke to him directly and Allah forbade him from things and ordered him with things? So, those were personal orders. Why? We know that because Adam had no one with him. He had no nation. He was a man and he had a wife and that's it. He, later on when he had children, he would be responsible for teaching his own children. He doesn't need to be made into a messenger to go and reach them. The people who are dispatched as messengers are not already responsible for teaching those people. They are made responsible for going to people and teaching them with being assigned as messengers. So Adam already had his wife and children and every one of his offspring to teach as an obligation upon him. He did not need to be ordered to do that. Then Noah, after the people had spread out, Noah now is made responsible for conveying the message of Tawheed to all of humanity that had spread out at that time. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. The explainer, Shaykh Ibn Thaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he then says, وَآخِرُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَخَاتَمُهُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the last of the prophets and their seal was Muhammad. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, and that is due to the statement of Allah the Most High, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ. Muhammad was not the father of any of your men. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. However, he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets, meaning the final concluding seal, the last in the line of the prophets. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And Allah is and has always been regarding all matters, all knowledgeable. That is the 40th verse of Surah Al-Ahzab. فَلَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدَهُ. So there is no prophet after him. وَمَنِ ادَّعَ النُّبُوَّةَ بَعْدَهُ. And whoever claims prophethood after him, فَهُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَافِرٌ مُرْتَدٌ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Then he is a liar, a disbeliever, and an apostate who has left the fold of Islam. Then Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala stated in the text of al-Usul al-Thalatha, وَكُلُّ أُمَّةٍ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهَا رَسُولًا. And every nation Allah sent a messenger to them. مِن نُوحٍ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. From the time of Noah, the first of them, all the way to Muhammad. يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. He ordered them, meaning each and every prophet would order them, the people, to worship Allah alone. وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنْ عِبَادَةِ الطَّاغُوتِ. And he would forbid them from worshipping the طاغوت, everything worshipped besides Allah without right. وَدَلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. And we have sent to every nation a messenger, أَنْ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, proclaiming that you must worship Allah. وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, and you must shun the false deities. That's the 36th verse of Surah An-Nahl. We're going to pause here locally to listen to the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So the Shaykh Ibn Thaymeen, he said in explanation of this part of the text, أي أن الله بعث في كل أمة رسولا. This means that Allah has sent to every nation a messenger. يدعوهم إلى عبادة الله وحده. They would call to the worship of Allah alone. وينهاهم عن الشرك, and he would forbid them from polytheism. وَالدَّلِيلُ ذَلِكَ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and the evidence for that is the statement of Allah the Most High. وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ. And there was no ummah, there was no nation of the past, except there had been amongst them a warner, a nadir, a warner. From Surah Fatir, the 24th verse. وقال, and Allah has also said, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And Allah has sent, or we have sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming that you must worship Allah and that you must shun the false deities. And this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah, meaning the order to worship Allah and the order to shun all things worship besides Him. That is the essential meaning of La ilaha illallah, meaning a nefi and an isbat. You negate something and you affirm something. So you negate the right of all things to be worshipped. You denounce it. You distance yourself from it. You disown that whole concept. No one is worshipped, period. No one deserves any worship. You make that blanket negation and disassociation and denouncement. And then after that, you make an exception with the word illa, except for one thing. And then you exempt Allah Ta'ala from that general negation. You say, except Allah. Allah Rabbul Alameen alone deserves worship. And so in that is the statement of the messengers, each and every one of them to their people, أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, that you must worship Allah and you must shun all things worship besides Allah. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.